This hour by Frederick Remington, fully cooked, ready-to-eat bacon. Exclusive, no refrigeration, 10-year extended shelf life bacon. The thickest media center-cut bacon in the industry at fullycookedbacon.com.
Infowars.com is tomorrow's news today. You're listening to The Alex Jones Show.
Here's a fact. The big technocrats say they want full control of your consciousness. They're now saying you're going to have to die to have your brain uploaded. I mean, this is such a con job. When you think you're talking to your dad or your mom, it's really just a computer facsimile. How for decades they can fake videos, they can fake audio. How the politicians are making a big deal out of this because a lot of them have been blackmailed. They know real videos are coming out, so they want to spin it. But it also could be faked videos. Because I've had Megyn Kelly, when I said Hillary Clinton is responsible for killing children in the Arab Spring and murdering them by funding it. And I showed news articles. She edited the video together, made it audio before she left Fox News, and had me saying that they were murdering children in a pizza place to then discredit larger investigations. So they don't need high-tech stuff to do that. They're already deceptively editing. Can you speak to that?
Yeah, because it's all about misinformation, disinformation, and propaganda. So that's how the enemy works. The devil operates through lies. Lies and lies. And then that's what the lies spread around the world. And you see it's on all the mainstream media, on the newspapers. They're all controlled by the same people, folks. Operation Mockingbird took over all the media. So that's why we sit with the problems that we sit today, because people feed on that stuff. And that's what they believe. And the universities that were taken over, standardized of education over 100 years ago, even of the seminaries. So pastors are coming out clueless. Students are graduating out of high school clueless. People graduating out of university totally ill-equipped, have no clue what's going on.
And it's spiritual, because you can take one of these zombified people and actually get them connected to God. Suddenly they awaken and go, wow, where was I? What do you call that when they're in a delusion, like under a spell?
It's like the God of this world has blinded their eyes. There's no other way that the enemy has blinded their eyes so they can't see the truth. And so that's the way they lean, where they accuse us of being, we just right-wing conspiracy or whatever. No, we've actually looked at the facts. You know, when you travel 59 countries of the world, I see the same scenario repeated in all the countries that we go to. It's just different names, different players, but it's the same narrative.
That's it. The devil is very formulaic, which is the strength, but also its weakness. But it is exactly formulaic.
Well, look what he did to Adam. He said, if you do, I give you all of this. I mean, basically, he came to Jesus. He said, if you will bow down before me, I'll give you all the kingdoms of the world. Adam was the one that sold everything out to Lucifer. And so that's...
When I was offered by the biggest syndicator in the country, the book deals, the Fox deals, the $10 million a year, all this stuff, and that's $10 million to me, not $10 million to fund an operation.
Yeah, sure.
Of course, it meant nothing because I knew it was a sellout because they said, we'll control you. It was just like that. I was up in a high building and looking down on New York, and it was just like the devil. And then they even made devil jokes. And then Mark Dice got called into Hollywood. They wanted to give a national TV show with one of the guys from Motley Crue. And they said, but we just want you to say you denounce Christ. He says, this is a joke. They said, no, you got the show. You're going to make $1 million a year. Just denounce Jesus right now. And Mark went, wow, this is really real. And they said, yeah, no, it's real.
Yeah, no.
I mean, they take you up in buildings and tell you.
It's blatant.
It's just like with Christ.
Sure.
They do the same thing. That's what I'm telling you. It's like a program. There's nothing there. It's like a...
Sure. But the bombardment starts with the daycare. From right little kids, bombarded in daycare all the way to primary school, high school, and university. So I try to tell parents, teach your own kids. Do homeschool. You know, there's programs that you can get where kids will actually, well, by the time they graduate, be way ahead of any.
We're going to talk about solutions. We're going to break. When I told you that story, no, Mark Dice has come on and talked about it. And he's had big national shows and stuff. They really told him that.
Unbelievable.
They wouldn't do that to you as pastors. They know. I'm telling you, with people like me, a long time ago, when I was like 25 years old, they point blank. But they didn't say, hey, we're devil worshippers. But it was like you're up in a big building. They're going, you can have all this. Don't you want it?
Unbelievable.
But I'm saying, how weird is that they repeat the same thing over and over again?
Sure. Well, it's the same. That's why we put this out, because it's the same history repeats itself. over and over.
Folks, the mark of the beast, world government, at least a prototype of it, is here. Prophecy has been fulfilled. We're going to talk about it with Pastor Brown on the other side, the author of Killing of Uncle Sam at InfoWarsStore.com. Stay with us.
The scientists at InfoWars Life have created a powerful formula for inflammatory support and joint support. Discover the power of ancient medicine with Bodies. Bodies contains one of the most potent forms of turmeric available. Turmeric has been used for thousands of years and is one of the most studied herbals today. It is well known in traditional medicine for its soothing properties. Our pure turmeric extract plus piperine from black pepper makes for optimal absorption to help boost and support your flexibility, mobility, joint function, immune system, and so much more. Regular turmeric root from the store only contains 1 to 5% of active ingredients, but our turmeric root extract contains over 95% of the active ingredients. Bodies combines turmeric with organic herbs such as spearmint, sage, lemon balm, and thyme to work synergistically for full body support. Try Bodies today at InfoWarsLife.com or call us at 1-888-253-3139.
Defending the Republic from enemies foreign and domestic, it's Alex Jones.
The book is The Killing of Uncle Sam. It comes out next Tuesday. We're selling it at InfoWarsStore.com. You can find the audiobooks and everywhere else. It's going to be great because that's how I really read books now, is audiobooks. But I got an advanced copy of this, one of the last books I've read in the last 6 months, The Killing of Uncle Sam. And I don't care where you get it. Where is the best place for people to get it?
InfoWars.
But tell people your site, too.
Okay, Revival.com. It will, the Killing Uncle Sam book.com. Or go, here's what will really help, too. If you out, go to Barnes & Noble. And tell them, please stock the book. If you're flying anywhere through an airport, go to the airport bookstores.
Ask them.
Yes.
And people don't get, it's that word of mouth, especially in the digital age, trumps everything.
Correct. So we need to get the word out because we don't want this book stopped. We want to get this information out there. And let me say this. I don't even take a royalty from it. Now that is my co-author, Paul Williams.
But I hope you make money on it. You need to fund your operation.
Yeah, it's going to go to our school of government. We started a school of government.
I know you gave me 500 copies. I appreciate it.
Yeah, I wanted to be a part of what you're doing. Because what you're doing is...
By the way, I've watched you for years, a decade on TV, listened to you. You were taken back when I told you about the Mark Dice. We've had him on. These clips are real. Mark Dice, you're the media critic.
Oh, I watched him, yeah.
Yeah, billions of views, probably a billion views. They actually got him up before he would be given this national TV show. And I even know the company he was involved in, because I did some TV stuff. They didn't ever tell me, hey, we want you to reject Jesus or anything. But they did with him. And I've talked to other people in Hollywood where they actually ask you to renounce Christ.
Well, I don't doubt that for 1 second. So that's the attack. That's the whole attack. So I feel that we have a last-minute reprieve, Alex. I really feel that. You know, 2008 was a real critical year for us before, you know, we were just looking at where America was headed. And I was actually speaking in Phoenix, Arizona. And on a Monday night, as I was preaching, I just began to speak this out, come right out of my spirit. And I said, and was really talking to the church. It's like I heard the Lord say, tell the church to speak to the sun and tell the sun, no, you can't set just yet. But the sun is fast setting on the horizon of time. But just like Joshua commanded the sun and the moon to stand still, and the Lord gave him one more day, the Lord said, I will give you one more hour of daylight. So I kind of figured, okay, what's an hour of daylight? If 1,000 years a day, days 1,000 years, that'll be 40 years. So I said, okay, great. That'll put me into my late 80s, and we can smack this thing up the side of the head. And that's the hour. Because here's the thing. 100 years from now, we'll be in heaven, you and me. And then we look at each other, and we think, did we play the fool with our life on the earth? Was there more that we could have done? Could we have
done? Well, that's the feeling I constantly have. It's not that I'm big enough or a good man or any of this. I feel like with all I've got, I should be doing more, and I'm constantly frustrated. And then in my gut, God just says, look, just trust in God, be good, be strong, tell the truth, it's all going
to
work
out. That'll never go away because that's the thing that causes you to reach out. So that'll never go away. So be encouraged about that because I deal with the exact same thing. So, I mean, when we...
It can be midnight, and I feel like I haven't done enough.
Oh, yeah. So
because we know it's like this evil is coming.
2007, 8, and 9, we went to 55 cities across America and saw 1.1 million people give their lives to the Lord. That's in schools, retirement homes. We went to all the retirement homes where people were dying, left by their families, and people were confessing Jesus and praying with us. Some of the ladies, they actually prayed. People prayed, and their last words were, thank you, Jesus, for saving me. And they died. They died right as they prayed the prayer.
And you know they were probably waiting for that.
They were. Well, here's one classic example.
My mom, she was a Christian, but she waited until my dad got there to die. She's like, oh, you're here, and died.
What happened? One of our people that we trained went into a retirement home. This lady, 83 years of age, she's sitting curled up in a fetal position, and Alex, no family, no body, no food. She's only given water. She's dying. And she's groaning. And one of our people shook her awake. She looked right up in the aisle. She didn't know who it was. And she said, my soul is lost. So she knew she was dying, and there was nobody there to pray with her before she died. And they prayed with her right there, led her to Christ immediately. They went down to the next room. 20 minutes later, they went by, and there was a sheet covering this lady. They plucked her right out of the jaws of hell. And so the church.
That's powerful. That's like right on the cross.
It amazing. Amazing. The church thinks that we got to wait for everybody to
that
come.
That brings tears to my eyes to think about how people warehouse their parents, and then they die alone, and then these people don't think they're not going to die like that. I mean, right there, that's a test right there if you don't take care of your parents.
You know, we've got to reach, we've got to win the lost. Alex, you know, the Bible says, he who wins souls is wise. John 3:16, for God so loved the world that he gave his only begotten son, that whosoever believes in him should not perish, but have everlasting life. And then the Bible says, God did not send his son to the world to condemn the world. So God's not against anybody. He loves everybody. But he wants people to know that the price was paid on Calvary. Jesus did it all.
And by the way, we know, because the whole wicked anti-human system that dumbs people down, that sterilizes, that poisons the earth, everything out of it is evil, nothing good. It hates Christ. Doesn't hate the fake churches. That's the counterfeit.
And
it hates
the
Christ.
Antichrist. That's the Antichrist. Antichrist spirit is anything that's Antichrist, which he came to give life.
And you look at Hollywood, Bezos, all of it. It's totally Antichrist.
Totally.
We're going to go to break in 4 minutes. I want you to get out of the floor, but got tears when I was thinking about that powerful story. But I want you to specifically speak to just, I mean, like, time frames, reprieves, so people understand this. Because so many Christians think they're just dead, and they don't have any power to change some timeline. But you look at Nineveh and other cases in the Bible and history of big reprieves, show that there can be a bigger plan, other things can happen. And so I think we say a window, you mean like a Nineveh reprieve.
Correct. So, like, you take Jonah. So, here's Jonah. God tells him to go to Nineveh, and he doesn't want to go. So, what does he do? He takes a cruise. So, he's sitting on this boat, eating seafood, then all hell breaks loose. And guess who gets thrown overboard? Jonah. Now he becomes seafood. So this fish swallows him up. Now he's inside the belly of the fish. Now he's got to do some praying. Wouldn't you pray if you were in the belly of a fish? I'd be praying. You know what I mean? Because you know the way out is not the way you came in. Think about the process of being in a digestive system of a fish. So he's there for 3 days. He prays, he cries out, and the fish thankfully vomits him out. So no wonder when Jonah went to Nineveh and said, repent, they all repented. Said, look at this guy. He looks like crap. You know what I mean? So they all repented, and the whole of Nineveh turned because Jonah went to go and obey God. Ultimately, but he went through the belly of a fish. God doesn't want you to go through a belly of a fish. He just wants you to obey. Here's the thing. Not everybody's going to stand in the church and preach like do what I do, but everybody should be vocal. You've got to use, and don't come tell me that you don't use shy and embarrassed. I'll take your cell phone, and we'll see your collective talk time on your cell phone, and I'll show you that you are not shy and embarrassed to talk about the things that are important to you. You have to get radical. It's time for Americans to stand up. You can't leave this to a Sunday morning, 1 hour thing on a
Sunday.
Well,
that's the thing is, we've got this whole global government program, but the one thing it doesn't want you to be is Christian and speaking out and talking to other people. It wants you to just shut up and talk about Netflix and talk about all this stuff, but all of that is killing us.
Totally, because it's distracting from the main point. The fact is a matter that what would happen if you're watching the program right now, but tonight, listen to me, you put your head on your pillow and in the middle of the night, you fall asleep and never wake up. Where are you going to go? Somebody said, well, I don't believe in that. Well, that's fine. But you know what? You don't want to be on the other side of that and then find out that you heard me talk along these lines and that you never...
But if you study the globalists, they're obsessed with energy and spirits and the dimensions, and that they're caught in this evil thing. They don't want us to go up to God.
Because
they want us to go down to them.
And they're trying to become God. It's like the Tower of Babel.
They're trying to build here on Earth. Exactly. They're trying to take genetics and saying, I don't believe in God yet. I'm going to be God.
It's like the Tower of Babel.
And why do the globalists all say, we have to have world government and exterminate humanity, and then the AI machines will let us merge with them. And even Elon Musk says he meets with all these billionaires. They all go, I worship the spirit, and it will be in the computer, and I will merge, and everyone else will die. And he's like, what kind of cult are you in? Why are you all saying we're going to kill everybody? Because there's some satanic interdimensional force, whatever you want to call it, Satan, pushing through doing this.
Yeah, well, you can just go to the Georgia Guidestones, what's erected right outside of Atlanta, the whole plan to reduce...
Paid for by Ted Turner.
Reduce the world's population to 500 million people. Because they feel like the world's overpopulated, which you know that the scientists said we could have 10 billion people on the planet.
Put them all in Texas.
But we could have 10 billion people on the planet and would never get more than that. Just by death and birth, it would stay at that.
Well, it's already going to peak out. They're thinking about 9 billion.
Yeah, but God never put the earth here to run out of anything. Never. And the Bible says as long as the earth remains seed time and harvest, day and night, summer and winter will not cease. Will not cease. That's in the book of Genesis.
We come back, though. The Mark of the Beast world government system, it's here. We're going to break it down.
Want revenge on the common housefly? Well, after 10,000 years, someone has finally come up with a better way. The Bug Assault, a miniaturized shotgun, which utilizes ordinary table salt as ammunition. Non-toxic and no batteries required. So much fun, you'll forget you have a wife and kids. $39.95 and free economy shipping. Use discount code GCN and get an extra 10% off your purchase at bugassault.com. Fire your fly swatter. Get your Bug Assault today.
Stuck in an expensive timeshare contract and feel like there's no way out? I'm Chuck McDowell, CEO of Wesley Financial Group. I've helped thousands of people get rid of their timeshares.
I didn't realize what I was getting into. The whole thing was just a scam. I finally found information on Chuck, and he agreed to meet us. It was just a wonderful experience because he knows that business inside out, and he actually wanted to solve our problem.
I fought the largest timeshare company in federal court, and yes, I won. Whether you owe $10,000 to $250,000 on your timeshare, we can help cancel your mortgage. When you're approved as a client, we'll get you out of your timeshare, eliminate your payments, and get them off of your back permanently. And we proudly hold an A+ rating with the Better Business Bureau.
Call Wesley Financial Group now for your free consultation at 800-959-3388. That's 800-959-3388. 800-959-3388.
This is Fred.
Hi, I'm Fred.
Fred's a repeater.
I tend to repeat.
Fred has a business.
I do have a business.
And a problem. Fred repeats the same tired advertising over and over, and now it doesn't work.
Over and over.
But Fred is about to see a vision.
I'm seeing a vision.
Advertising on the Genesis Communications Network is the smart way for Fred to reach his potential customers with the most affordable national advertising rates, period. Get started today with GCN, the Genesis Communications Network. Just email advertise@gcnlive.com.
Are you an American patriot? FreeOldGlory.com is calling for all American patriots to have a free flag. We are giving away free American flags, flags for patriots, at FreeOldGlory.com. That's FreeOldGlory.com. Show off your pride as an American. Get a free American flag. Go now. That's FreeOldGlory.com. Go now.
Have you checked your Google search results lately? Search results are usually the first impression that people form of you or your business. So make sure that they create a positive impression with ReputationDefender.com. What the internet says about you can have a big impact on your life and your livelihood, even if it's not true. Fortunately, you can now control how you look online and in online search results with ReputationDefender.com. Call 800-831-0771 now. That's 800-831-0771 for your free reputation analysis. If you have negative material from an ex-employee, upset patient, or former client, newspaper article, legal issue, social media, or other source showing up in your search results, you can combat it with ReputationDefender.com. Our dedicated experts in patented technology can help make your online search results look their best. Call 800-831-0771 to learn more. 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771. Or visit ReputationDefender.com.
Water is the single most important thing your body needs, so you want to be sure it's the best for you and your family. Since 2005, thousands have depended on Berkey Purified Water. The Berkey guy provides the lowest price filtration systems in every size. For incredibly delicious water now and in an emergency, get to GoBerkey.com or call 877-886-3653. 877-886-3653. GoBerkey.com.
Resistance to tyrants is obedience to God. It's Alex Jones.
You can run on for a long time. Run on for a long time. Run on for a long time. Sooner or later, gotta cut you down. Sooner or later, gotta cut you down. Go tell that long-tongued liar. Go and tell that midnight rider. Tell the rambler, the gambler, the backbiter. Tell him that God's
the killing of Uncle Sam, the demise of the United States of America. Must get booked. Start shipping out next week. Pre-order Infowars.com. And Pastor Rodney Howard Brown is here with us. During a four-minute break last hour, you just really laid out the Mark of the Beast system and how the precursor is already here like no one else I've seen. And even if people don't believe in God, this system of control, imagine what a Stalin or a Hitler would have done with this and how they're already using the digital control and already harassing nationalists and Christians and patriots and persecuting the church, all of it. So lay that out for people.
Okay, so here's the thing. I mean, obviously everything's about buying and selling. You take, the Bible says in the book of Ezekiel 28, talking about Lucifer, said you were the son of the morning. It says you were perfect in every way till iniquity was found in you, and by the multitude of your merchandise and the iniquity of your traffic. So obviously he was doing something in heaven, and when he fell, he took a third of the angels with him. So number one politician is Lucifer, and he knows how everything to do with trade. It's all, that's why the Bible says the love of money is the root of all evil. So when he was thrown onto the earth, here's Adam, who's actually in charge of the whole planet, sells everything.
Doesn't know it.
No. Names all the animals. I mean, you imagine the brain to name all the animals. Alex, unbelievable. And so
perfect in his generations.
In everything, and could commune with God. And then Adam loses everything. And so here, the devil's in control. What are the two areas that we are told as Christians we have to stay away from? Money. We shouldn't have any money. We should be poor, which is a total lie. If you read the Bible, it doesn't.
We're given dominion over the whole planet.
Everything.
It's all devilish tricks.
Totally. And the other area is government. But Jesus is going to set up government. Ultimately, we're going to rule and reign with him. So we might as well practice down here. So the fact of the matter is this, that people don't
understand. They trick us into giving up our birthright.
Totally. And then the Christians are just shoved down in the church on a Sunday, and you need to be quiet, you need to shut up, don't make a noise. Absolutely not. I can't preach on a Sunday when you're killing my people Monday, Tuesday, Wednesday, Thursday, Friday, Saturday. And I'm not going to promise my people it's going to be okay just because we read the Bible and we pray. I tell you, we read the Bible, we pray, and God tells us to go do something. It's time for everybody to get up and kick butt and take names. It's time for people to get serious with what they believe. Stephen was stoned to death. I don't want to get to heaven and then have to tap Stephen on the shoulder and say, "You're my hero, because you love Jesus more than me, and I was a chicken."
No, I agree. We should be on the march, but so people understand, our children, the smartphones, the social media is making them depressed. Everything that's deployed, the cancer rates were falling apart. You talk about China and its whole system and India. Get into the Mark of the Beast, because this proves it's all real.
So everything's coming to this buying and selling, which has to do with your power, your ability to buy. So if they start removing cash, people don't know there's only 7% of cash in circulation in America.
Well, remember the one time Christ beat people, the money changers, they'd make you buy a special coin to buy your sacrifice, and they manipulated it, made you pay 10 times what it was worth through scarcity. So it's showing they, through commerce, they make commerce your God and get between you and God and then rip you off. So Christ is like merchants ripping people off. Gets
he
mad.
That's why he flipped over the money changer. Jesus actually beat the central bankers of the day. So here's what, in England, there's only 4% of cash in circulation. So that's why they want to go to a total cashless society and then basically control you, monitor you through your social media, where you are, what you're eating,
through your
what
purchases,
you buy, everything. And so basically, you know, people say to me, well, I'll move to another country. I've got news for you. They'll watch you in another country. I've got friends in Australia on the big cattle stations. And he told me, I mean, I'm talking about where they're 40,000 head of cattle. I'm talking about a million acres. That's a huge, the father and sons leave the house and they don't get home for 3 months and they're only on their property. Can you imagine that? That's how big their property is. So they said, if we build something on you, we get a call from the government. What are you doing? Well, how do you know I'm doing something? I'm like 20 hours by car from anywhere. They're watching by satellite. So guess what? You can run, but you can't hide. It don't matter where you are. You'll get tracked. I've already talked to people.
And you called it the noose tightening. What you said during that four-minute break was...
Yeah, the noose is tightening, basically, to where you won't be able to move, do anything, because your cell phone's on. They can track wherever you are, what you're doing. They listen to you in your home with your television off. They can watch you in your home. They can listen to you on your device. They can switch your cameras on. They can record it. I mean, basically, we're in a surveillance state. It's 1984, and it's
ubiquitous.
My wife was saying the other day, she mentioned something. My wife said she mentioned something, and then she went to search for it, and it popped right up in her search. She said, my phone's listening.
Oh, they admit that. Yeah. That was the patent 12 years ago, and now they're doing it. So we made the joke secretly here. We would go talk about weird, archaic stuff, and a few hours later, it was popping up. I mean, it is just what they've done is so diabolical.
So basically,
let's go into India.
Yeah.
India already has a national ID to buy and sell. So China has their, you're getting into it.
China is also working on that whole thing with the national ID. Plus, they're putting a social score to people that if you don't meet the social score, they won't let you get on an airplane. You might never be able to
fly. And it's already happening to journalists. So there it is. Buy nor sell. Can't travel. Can't live. You're putting an electronic gulag. I mean, this is here. It's not coming.
No, it's right here. So here's the thing. We have a window. And if the church does not wake up, I'm talking about good people. All that has to happen for evil to prevail is for good people to do absolutely nothing. So when good people get up, and here's the thing. Ask God, what does he want you to do? Everybody can make a difference. Come on. You don't have to do what I do or what Alex does, but you need to do it. And then those of you that are watching Alex right now, you know, some of you have received so much information. It's time for you to do something back to
him. And by the way, they all know that. They're awesome, but they're so humble. And I'm just, because they expect they have to do this big, huge thing. No. Tell people about the website. Tell about what you're doing.
People need to support you financially. You know, companies, there are companies out there, patriots. You need to send something monthly. Say, Alex, here's $1,000 to help with the info war. It's imperative that you get behind. Because let me tell you, the liberal, all those in the liberal agenda.
They're all giving money.
They're getting pumped millions of dollars.
The Muslims reportedly give like a third of what they do to charity, but it's not charity. It's the big combines. It's
totally to indoctrinate people. So it's imperative. If I can.
Why won't Christians give like the Muslims?
Because, you know.
They've been told just go for a church for an hour and you're done.
It's not that. You know, everything's been attached. So I'll tell you what, you know, because I deal with it. I teach people how to get blessed because I believe in prosperity. I mean, there's people that can go excessive in anything.
Well, it's beyond, at a gut level, it's not just the giving, it's the committing.
Yeah, but.
I mean, that is the committing. But I'm saying, isn't it just the willing to be good?
Because people think what they have is theirs. They don't understand that they're stewards of what they have. So they think, look at my money. This is all my money. It's actually not. Everything you have comes from God. When a baby's born, it's not born with a briefcase with special documents giving it wealth. It comes out with nothing. And when you leave the earth, you leave with nothing. So we are
still. Well, plus, I was going to say, don't they get they have to parlay the success that their ancestors gave them? They have to continue that on now or they're going to lose it all.
And I think it's the parents' job to teach the children the obligation back to help support the gospel of Christ. And even people that are watching this say, listen, we need to get behind Alex.
Well, let's talk about it when we come back. Because like, I'm going to talk about the founding of Texas when we come back. I'm so excited. The new product at InfoWarsLife.com in a glass bottle, 2 month servings, filled to the brim, filled to the absolute top, the Real Red Pill. This is a heart and brain pill, a nootropic that doesn't have any stimulants in it. But boy, does it stimulate, because it's beyond that. Quite frankly, I just went off what I saw medical doctors prescribing to their patients, but it wasn't prescription, but they were charging people $100, $200 for the formulae. And I came up with our own formula working with some scientists and developers. Non-GMO, made right here in America, 120 capsules. And ladies and gentlemen, you add the preglinone to it, which is the precursor to all the hormones that your body has to have to even make the hormones in your glands. It is amazing. Red Pill, now available at InfoWarsStore.com, and your purchase funds the operation.
Attention business owners and independent contractors. This is a money-saving message from Tax Mediation Services. If your business owes $20,000 or more in taxes, we can help you today, right now. Listen, dealing with the IRS is no picnic. It's an intimidating and extremely stressful process, and you don't want to go it alone. Our attorneys know every law, every tax break, and every possible opportunity to help you resolve and reduce your tax debt. And if you owe more than $20,000, you may be at the top of their hit list. So don't take your tax debt lightly, because it will not go away on its own. The IRS can seize your bank accounts, your home, and even shut down your business. Call our tax experts today at 1-800-261-9818 and let us deal with the IRS while you focus on your business. That's 1-800-261-9818. Again, 800-261-9818.
It's been said, any society is only three missed meals away from chaos. Those times may be near. Think about it. Our country faces multiple terrorist threats and aggressions from Russia and North Korea. Social unrest and violent marches yet again may lead to looting of stores and city shutdowns. And our crumbling infrastructure leaves our power grid vulnerable to long-term outages from a single cyber attack. When the chaos from any one of these threats arises, the government knows it can't provide during a widespread national emergency. That's why you need your own plan for self-reliance. That's where My Patriot Supply comes in. Get a 4-week survival food supply for only $99. That includes breakfast, lunches, and dinners. Order online at preparewithgcn.com. 99 bucks for 4 weeks of survival food that tastes like homemade cooking and lasts up to 25 years from My Patriot Supply. Get your kits today at preparewithgcn.com. Free shipping is included. Preparewithgcn.com.
Frustrated trying to get business capital? Want to take the slow process and rejection out of the equation? GCNLoans.com removes the slow, irritating approval process. Instead, get quick, simple funding. Powered by David Allen Capital, 80% of our pre-qualified clients are approved in days. Pre-qualify at GCNLoans.com and get your money this week. It's that easy. GCNLoans.com. That's GCNLoans.com.
Hunters, anglers, campers, and survivalists, get back to nature. Expand your horizons with the highest quality, most versatile, unique slingshots and sling bows on the market at slingbow.com. Slingbow products are compact and models start from just $17.98. They're perfect for your bug out bag or storing in your vehicle. Give yourself and your loved ones the excitement and tradition of slingbow, a new frontier in archery and truly modern twist on this primitive survival tool. Feel the thrill only at slingbow.com.
Is 1776. You're listening to the Alex Jones Show.
Rodney Howard Brown's our guest. Amazing in studio. Always enjoy watching him on the internet, television. I wanted to get into what's happened in South Africa as the model of their control, but the Senate Intelligence Committee, they said this last night, but now it's official, has found Russian meddling on the side of Trump. Well, of course you can find bots that somebody bought in Russia to influence. Every country was involved. Like you said earlier, Pastor, Ukraine admittedly was on the side of Hillary. But this claim that Americans didn't elect Trump, they just keep beating this drum.
Which is ridiculous. I mean, Russia had nothing to do with me going to the ballot box. And the same with all the patriots across the United States. So this is all just an attack that the left is cannot get over the fact that they didn't get their candidate in and that they got somebody in there who's actually
recognized. And I agree. So as everything they do fails and as Trump turns the country around, what are they going to do?
Well, it's going to get worse. I think we're going to just see crazy things happen. You know, it's just you've seen people act out of the ordinary. People going, they're going to the nth degree to try to stop. It's like a whole bunch of kids looking like you talked about the lady taking a dump in a coffee shop yesterday. So it's just, we're just going to expect to see more.
By the way, insanity, mental illness, bizarre behavior is in every level way up in Western countries. What is it? What's happening?
It's gone to the umpteenth level. You know, I think we've got a lot of people on all kinds of drugs. I mean, you see what's taking place even with in the medical profession. I mean, you know as well as I do that there are many, many people are dying from malpractice, things that take place even in the hospital, you know. So, which, you know, I know doctors are trying to help people, but the whole of medical science has changed.
The system. Your book breaks down how the Rockefellers on record took control of it.
Correct. Of the American Medical Association. So this is so important that people realize, you know, and again, let me just say this. I want to say this on air. I feel that you're going to have, and what will unveil here in the next year will be a 24-hour news network that will be around the clock, and you'll have different people that will report. Plus, you're going to have reporters around the world in the countries of the world that will be InfoWarriors that will report. They'll do it as their hobby. And so daily, uploaded to InfoWars, you're going to be getting all these headlines that will come, and it will not come through the mainstream media, AP, you know, Reuters. It's going to come straight to InfoWars. And I just see this as a new...
Well, I like that, because almost like they're accredited, we approve them, but they upload, we know who they are, it's there, then we put it into the live feed. That's pretty much what I've been trying to envision. So in your mind's eye or in your spirit, what did you see, Pastor?
I just feel that's what you're going to end up with here. And I feel that's why I said earlier, there's people out there, there's people watching, Alex, that you have the means. I'm not telling you to throw $100. You have the means to come and bring millions of dollars to the table. And you need to do it for the sake of America and for the sake of the nations of the earth.
Well, I was about to say, I know just in Texas the amount of money there is, and I've never even really gone out and tried to get it myself. I've tried to self-fund, but as they try to shut us down, it becomes harder. And all these people know what's going on, but they think if they hoard more of the money, that somehow they're going to win. They're going to lose it all.
Yeah, because they could collapse. They could shut down the dollar tomorrow. They could collapse Wall Street next Monday. And it's over.
That's why the only real value is what you do spiritually, politically. You can say real estate as well, but they could try to take that. I mean, so many Christians and conservatives sit on the fence. They think that's safe in the spirit of stagnant behavior. But now you can see we're going over the waterfall. We're entering a big time of change.
Totally. So I want to just say this again. You watching here, you have a company, you have a corporation, and you are successful. Get behind the InfoWars you've received from Alex for years. You know you're awake, so we don't have to wake you. But take your money, put your money where your mouth is, and say, Alex, hey, well, let's help pay for all what you need in your studio. Let's help underwrite the satellite times of what you need to take this thing global. Let's help you build a whole network of information.
I'll say this. If we got big donations that were earmarked, I would 100% go to one satellite, all of Africa, Middle East, satellite, Europe, Russia, satellite, Japan, that whole area, down through Asia, South Pacific. 5-6 satellites more, we cover the whole planet.
We've got
two right now covering North America.
By the way, I do have contact with all those people, all the satellite companies, so I know all the thing. I can help you that they won't gouge you. Because if you...
We got gouged a few years ago, and the satellite was so high tech, the companies wouldn't even decode it on the ground.
Yeah. If you let an agency do it for you, the agency is doing it. They're not going to cut the price down to get you a deal.
I know.
They're
going to
keep it high so they can get a greater commission. So let me help you with that. I know all these people.
That's another problem. The left loves to be in control. They don't do anything of the tech of the companies. And as you said, thank you for your help. I appreciate you reaching out to us to help us because I admire the work you're doing. But the fact that you know all this, I've been through that, where the left is in these companies and they sabotage you through what they do.
Totally. Well, it comes through lawyers, CPAs, all of this stuff. I can write a book on it. You know, I can write a book on all the corruption, and I'm just talking about from the church standpoint. These Christian attorneys and Christian CPAs are going to help you. Meanwhile, they're setting you up for trouble so that they can make money defending you at a later time. And they always act like you're stupid. You don't know what you're doing. But we're not stupid, because you know in your spirit, you know something's wrong here. So that's what I always work off of what my heart is telling me. So I'm not going to, I'm not going to just believe what they say because,
the point is, we're not just on air. People think, oh, they're on air fighting this. No, the whole system wants to shut this down to shut your voices up.
Totally. So, but you've got information through books, through films, all your films, Alex. People watch those things all the time.
I need to make more films.
Yeah.
But now, it does seem like a big film, a big event. They have trouble censoring, but the constant news we put out, they're trying to block it. Let me ask you this, because I've been asking a lot of the questions, Pastor Brown. Gut level, in the age of the earth and in God's plan, you talk about a reprieve, just in your mind's eye. I know you don't want to say exactly, because you don't want to be up there like you have all the answers. But at a spiritual level, a sermon level, how long has the planet got left? I mean, I know we have it from a Christian perspective, from the Bible, which I think is 100% accurate, but in a modern context, the devil. I mean, it sounds like some interdimensional creature here trying to enslave us, and God gave us creation and life, and God's trying to warn us, but we have free will. So if this con artist wants to, trick us into getting the white truck with him, the white van, God will let us do that. I'm not saying God's a sadist. I totally get God's spirit, but free will, man. I guess God's
waiting on us. He's actually waiting on us. Jesus said, when I come back, will I find faith on the earth? So he's waiting on us. In every generation, down through the centuries, there'd be men and women that stood up, Wilberforce and others, that made a difference for their generation. How would you have liked to live in England in the middle of the 1700s? Are you kidding me? I mean, imagine, I travel today, we can get on a plane, fly around the world. They had to take 3 months to go and navigate, and it was crazy. So we're living in the greatest hour with the greatest technology to get the greatest message out to a lost and dying world. And
the enemy was arrogant and thought, oh, Christians, conservatives, you'll never beat us. We've got the big money and the slick systems. But we use the internet, and all the world are defeating them now.
It's Gideon's army. It's the whole thing of Gideon's army, just 300. It's Gideon's army. We don't need that many. It's a David coming against Goliath. Who could ever believe that? So don't buy the narrative that there's nothing we could do, because a lot of Christians are just waiting. Well, I know the Lord will come one day, take me out. No, it's up to us.
If patriots went to every Democrat Congress event, Senate event, and just exposed Comey's a fraud, Russiagate's a fraud, Bill Clinton's a rapist, Infowars.com, web censorship's happening, that buzz scares them so much if people just everywhere went and did it themselves.
But there's people that have to get involved. People need to get involved in the school board district. People need to get involved on the county. They need to get involved in local government, because all government is actually local. That's, that has grown. So you need to make a difference in your town, in your village, in your city. And you need to get radical. You need to get on fire for
by the way, people think it's like work to go out and fight corruption. When you go out, it's fun. You meet new people. It's exhilarating. You're supposed to be doing that.
Listen, I'll tell you what, the greatest joy you're going to get is by helping other people and bringing them out of the condition where they are. You can't sit by and just watch this thing come and then do nothing and just, well, one day we'll all go to heaven. No, we're here on the earth. It's time for us to do something. It's time for us to get with the program.
And because if you're not conscious of all the tech and the soul-stealing stuff, you're going to give into it. We'll be right back with the final segment. Stay with us. And Doug Hagman takes over.
I tried other brands, but I came back to my sunshine.
For the best hot or cold pain relief, get the best. Get a Sunny Bay heating pad.
Sometimes life can be a pain in the neck or back or shoulder.
And the best relief for that pain is a Sunny Bay heating pad. Did you know that the American College of Physicians said that one of the best ways to treat muscle pain is heat therapy? Sunny Bay heating pads are handmade with high quality, can be used at home or at work, and have a lifetime 100% positive rating on both Amazon and Etsy.
Why take another pill?
Many people use our Sunny Bay heating pads alone and got rid of the neck pain.
Long distance travel or long hours in front of a computer can take its toll on your body.
See why our homegrown small business at sunny-bay.com has tried to help people just like you. Get your Sunny Bay heating pads at sunny-bay.com. That's sunny-bay.com. Or call 253-678-1361. For hot and cold therapy, sunny-bay.com.
Healthcare reform is confusing. With the loss of the Obamacare mandate, those needing help can now choose an affordable alternative. By joining Liberty HealthShare, you're part of a community of health-conscious Americans all over the country who control their own healthcare costs and choices. Liberty HealthShare is not insurance. It is an association of self-pay patients who unite with like-minded people to share the cost of their medical needs. Neighbor helping neighbor. Learn more now by going to libertyoncall.org. That's libertyoncall.org.
Want revenge on the common housefly? Well, after 10,000 years, someone has finally come up with a better way. The Bug Assault, a miniaturized shotgun, which utilizes ordinary table salt as ammunition. Non-toxic and no batteries required. So much fun, you'll forget you have a wife and kids. $39.95 and free economy shipping. Use discount code GCN and get an extra 10% off your purchase at bugassault.com. Fire your fly swatter. Get your Bug Assault today.
This is Dan Pilla. Do you owe the IRS money you can't pay? Are tax debts crippling you? I've defended people from the IRS for over 30 years. I've helped thousands, and I can help you too. I wrote the book on IRS settlement, and I'm telling you, there's no such thing as a hopeless case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX to finally get free of IRS debt. With the IRS's new programs, there's never been a better time to solve your problem. Call 800-34-NO-TAX. That's 800-34-NO-TAX or my website, danpilla.com.
Don't become dependent on the medical system. Get and stay healthy naturally with Extendivite. Metals in the liver cause peroxides to get dumped into the bloodstream. Peroxides do more damage than free radicals to the arteries, and the LDL has no protection from peroxides, causing the LDL to get stuck in the arteries, creating a potential blockage. Extendivite slowly chelates the metals away from the liver so it can dispose of what was meant to be a harmless process, peroxide. Extendivite's seven herbs has a job to strengthen the organs and circulatory highway. Can you afford a heart attack? Extendivite is available in capsule or liquid form for just $69.95 for a 2-month supply. To get started, call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
Looking for that edge during those intimate moments? We see many ads for enhancement, but the side effects include death. At GCN Team, we should change the Healthy Body, Brain, and Heart Pack to the Healthy Libido Pack. The brain and heart are not the only organs that require a healthy vascular system. For proper blood flow at the right moment, go to GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203.
The answer to 1984 is 1776. You're listening to the Alex Jones Show.
There's a saying that there are no atheists in foxholes, and I've had very powerful spiritual experiences in my life, and the more I've studied the globalists and their whole operations, they're now very honest about it. They are Luciferians. When you get to the top of the world, George Soros and his son are in photos at Aleister Crowley events. His son, every week there's new photos. It's like he lives at these things, spirit cooking, all this really evil stuff. And then I've noticed most of the atheists at the high level aren't really atheists. They just don't want you to know there's a God there so they can feed on you. I know you're all about positive stuff, Pastor Brown, but speaking to what the devil would do if he gets full control and we don't stand up, if this psychotic evil force in the universe.
Well, he wants to destroy everybody. We can see that from the killing of all the babies, you know. So the babies are not even safe in their mother's womb.
And Silicon Valley says, we've got to kill everybody, then we become gods.
Yeah, then the plundering of the children, from the pedophilia all the way through the bombardment of the kids through primary school, through high school, and then by the time your kid gets to university, he's not even the child that you even knew. You sit and question yourself, how did my kid go wrong?
So they're trying to block people from finding God by controlling the churches, putting drugs in the water, the food.
Controlling the narrative. and spend,
make people victims of anything good, like Western civilization, free market, God. Oh, that's abusive. You don't want that.
Yeah, because he wants to destroy you. So the Bible says that the thief cometh but for to steal, kill, and destroy. But Jesus said, I'm come that you might have life and you might have it more abundantly. So this is what's so important, that we, that everybody does something, you know.
And by the way, every place in the world where there are Christians, there is prosperity. Right across the line, there's not.
Totally. Even across Africa, where I come from, every country that has been the poverty stricken is because they worship ancestors, they worship idols. And you can see it. You go to the nations. You go to Haiti. You see what's going on there. Voodoo. And you go to Madagascar, where people worship their ancestors. Every year they bring their mother and father. They dig them up, or their grandparents, and walk their bodies around the city to show them the new happenings of what's taking place. So it's a whole nother level. I mean, in India has 300 million gods. And obviously now India's received the gospel, and India's rising. There are more millionaires there than anywhere else in the world. So India's seeing a whole reformation take place in India. In actual fact, I think it shocked the globalists of what's happening in India.
And I've read it. A lot of that's Christianity driving.
Totally, totally. I mean, there's huge churches and people are coming. It's the gospel. It's the light. It's the light of the gospel and connected to God and the Holy Spirit that's giving people creativity and people inventions. And you can see what happened in America coming out of the first Great Awakening in the 1700s, and the second one in the 1800s, and we need another great spiritual awakening.
Well, it's like the Reformation led the Renaissance.
Totally. So we need another great spiritual awakening in America. So where you saw all those kids marching for, you know, anti-guns and that, the day will come when those kids will be packing the streets and they're going to be marching for King Jesus. I believe that with all my heart. And I feel that we've got this window. God has granted us a last-minute reprieve. It's not over yet. Because let me tell you, back in 07, I said to the Lord, tell me, is it too late? Yeah, it's 07, 08. Is it too late? I'll tell the people, because I'm not going to lie to them. I'll tell them, hey, so it's over, and put yourself in the brace position, like they tell you on the aircraft, which is not a good thing, because that means you're trying to get your head as close to your butt.
Put your head between your knees.
You can kiss it goodbye. You know, it's like, we're going down, you know. So, no, the Lord said to me, it's not too late. And God is waiting on us. He's waiting on us to stand up. And I want to just say this. You know, I feel the Lord's hand of protection is on you. If they were going to take you out, they would have taken you out. They're not going to touch you because of the blood of Jesus that protects you, the angels of God that encamp about you, your wife, your children, and everything that you touch. So don't get frustrated. Know that the Lord, there's a God in heaven. And, you know, he's about you. He said, I'll be about you as a wall of fire. He
told me, I feel it. Yeah. I just feel like I'm doing good enough.
No, no, Alex, it's not about that. You're doing your best. Here's the thing. Everybody must do what they can. Everybody does their best. And that, at the end of the day, God takes our best and he multiplies.
Oh, I know. I can feel God's strength.
So
I just can't believe that other people don't see it.
Yeah, but that's why I'm going to preach the gospel to them so that they can experience the power of the Holy Spirit, because it's the Holy Spirit that will energize.
Well, it's like you said, we've got to get glorified bodies. You would feel God.
Ultimately, we'll get that. We don't have that at this juncture.
But just the edges of it, it's so big. Like, it's like there's no energy even like it. That's why people don't even know.
No, there's nothing like it. So I want to say this. You know, people, you've been attacked like I've been attacked. But I look beyond all of that. I see. I said, that man, God is using him to wake people up. And that's why I said to my wife, I want to help Alex somehow. That's why I sent the books and all that. I come here. I actually brought a gift for you today.
Well, let me just say, Pastor Rodney, I feel in the spirit strong even when I listen to you. And in person, I feel it. Makes you feel good.
Well, we're praying for you. Our church is praying for you. And you keep up the good work. And don't even react. Because my first reaction when I was under attack was I would react to all the bullies and I would get up and whatever.
Well, my listeners have said they're sick of hearing about the attacks. Not they don't want to know about it. They don't care. They're going to support us. I just can't believe what liars they are.
Yeah, but the best thing to do is get one of your other staff to make up a 10-minute clip on all of what's going on, and then you just come in and get the InfoWars, and then you don't have to deal with it. Because let me tell you, I get angry. You know, you do get angry. The Bible says, actually, be angry and sin not. Because you want me to give you the gift up? Well,
sure.
Okay, so I collect 45s. So I was given this 45, specially made. This is from the United States Submarine Force. 5 runs deep. It's actually serial numbered. And I wanted to bring you a gift today.
Well, you said to me earlier, I'm very honored. Thank you. I know it's unloaded here, but
on the air.
Amazing. Look at the Dr. McCam show on this.
A preacher's giving Alex Jones a 45.
Silent service, dolphin code, and then it's got the double sabers here. Well, God bless you. Thank you. It's a beautiful 45. I can't wait to shoot it.
Yeah, and
Submarine Force 012.
I can't wait till the media put that headline up. Preacher brings Alex Jones 45. That's the headline for the mainstream media.
It's beautiful.
So you feel the action on it. Just feel that action on it. It's got a great
I know. It's very nice. Oh, my goodness.
Yeah, it's beautiful. And the trigger pull, everything.
Well, next time you come back, I think we've got to catch a plane soon. We've got to go shooting.
Oh, we definitely. Yeah. So, I started gun clubs in churches. So
I know.
Because
I've seen the news and they demonize you. But that's one place we're also winning is the Second Amendment because it's tangible. We can feel it.
Because if they take the Second Amendment, we lose the First Amendment. So somebody said, shut up. Well, come down and make me shut up. Because the Founding Fathers didn't put the Second Amendment there so we could protect our house or go duck hunting. The Founding Fathers put the Second Amendment there so we could protect ourselves from a tyrannical government.
That's right. It's there to defend the First, the Fourth, everything.
And guess what? They made me swear to defend the Constitution, Alex. So they should never have made me a citizen. As long as I was a green card holder, then everything was okay. But the moment I raised my hand to say I pledge to defend the Constitution, that was in America, you got me. So, the Lord is with you, my friend.
Oh, believe me, I can feel it.
He's with you. And he will help you through all the storms, all these attacks, even lawsuits, they will come unraveled. And, you know, look what's happening. Even they try to, it's like everybody that comes against Trump, something happens to them. I'm saying, it's like an unseen hand is dealing with them. So, people think.
Well, that's already happened, most of the lawsuits.
Totally. But I'm talking about even with our president.
No, it's happened,
so,
yeah.
So we're praying for him, and God will bring him through. As long as he stays humble and just cries out to God, which he is, I believe he's calling out to the Lord.
Well, you can see that he said he's changed, too. Nobody's perfect, but he's stronger and stronger. And I know, as he's told me the times I talked to him, that, you know, he talks about God. He really feels it.
But we didn't elect a Sunday school teacher. We elected a wrecking ball. And that's all we got. So if he ever hears this, wreck on, Mr. President, wreck on. We're behind you.
I agree. You know, speaking of providence or serendipity, synchronicity, Doug Hagmans is friends with your co-author. And then this was all, he only hosts like every 2-3 weeks, but he happens to be hosting today. And your co-author is coming up today, Paul L. Williams. So that'll be good.
Correct. And they're great friends. And I've actually been on Doug Hagmans' show. So that's,
I know, I've seen it.
It's all just working out great.
Well, we're trying to get more board ops and more producers hired so we can do a daily show with Doug and with other co-hosts with him. So that's what we're trying to do in the future here. But just separately, the nastiness of Hollywood, that, you know, the hatred of just how unhappy they are. Wouldn't it be nice if the leaders of Hollywood found Christ? Maybe we should pray for them.
I think there's a lot of people in Hollywood that are, if you really knew what was going on, they're not in agreement. But it will.
Oh, yeah. Most of them don't like it. They're bullied into it.
Correct. So it's going to cost them their future career. So I think what wouldn't it be great if we had other alternatives for Hollywood actors to make movies that was outside of.
Well, here's the thing. Since the awakening happened, people even 10 years ago still liked Hollywood. Almost no one likes it. If I have Hollywood people on, even if they're good people, people don't like it. Have a pastor on like you, they love it. People hate the system.
Yeah.
I'm saying Hollywood has only now begun to figure out, like you said, it's being propped up by government. It's gone.
But what, you know, not only with the 24-hour news network, what if you have your own film studio, Alex? And then you
by the way, all the main grossing ones are Christian films now.
Sure.
Wow. The book is The Killing of Uncle Sam, co-written with Paul L. Williams and Rodney Howard Brown. God bless you, my friend. We're back in 2 minutes, and we're going to just say hi to Doug Hagmans real quick. Then we'll punch out of here and let him continue on with your co-author, Paul L. Williams. Get the book at InfoWarsStore.com. But regardless, just keep praying for the broadcast and sending out the links. We'll be right back.
Fellow patriots, my name is Todd Savage, founder of BlackRifleRealEstate.com. Like you, I was a prisoner of the alt-left sanctuary state. Until one day I chose to lead my family to freedom. Today we live on a sustainable 20-acre homestead where we shoot, hunt, garden, and homeschool our children without the tyranny of the nanny state looking over us. If you're ready to flee the city to the freedom of Idaho or Montana, our Black Rifle Real Estate team is here to help. Go to BlackRifleRealEstate.com. That's BlackRifleRealEstate.com.
Want revenge on the common housefly? Well, after 10,000 years, someone has finally come up with a better way. The Bug Assault, a miniaturized shotgun, which utilizes ordinary table salt as ammunition. Non-toxic and no batteries required. So much fun, you'll forget you have a wife and kids. $39.95 and free economy shipping. Use discount code GCN and get an extra 10% off your purchase at BugAssault.com. Fire your fly swatter. Get your Bug Assault today.